The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include the grand opening of a new performance space in Chatham, New York, literary readings, jazz, chamber music, roots music, and a whole lot more. Caleb Tyker and company will give the inaugural performance in the new state-of-the-art Black Box Theater at PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century in Chatham, New York, on Saturday at 8 p.m. with a celebration and dance performance, and again on Sunday at 2 p.m. The performances feature Caleb Tyker and Nick Garis, two of America's most elegant interpreters of traditional American dance forms, including tap, clogging, flatfooting, Irish step, and contemporary hybrids. Author Roberta Silman will discuss her latest novel, Secrets and Shadows, with Matthew Tannenbaum, proprietor of the bookstore, at The Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts, on Sunday at 2 p.m. Silman is the author of five traditionally published works of fiction. Her short stories have appeared in magazines including The New Yorker, The Atlantic, Hadassah, Red Book, Virginia Quarterly Review, and American Scholar. She is a recipient of both Guggenheim and NEA fellowships and has received numerous writing awards. The Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra brings music from the legendary Innovative Band Leader Songbook to the auditorium at Monument Mountain Regional High School in Great Barrington, Mass., on Sunday at 7 p.m. The band, directed by Mike Vax, who was lead trumpeter with Kenton in his later years, showcases Kenton's influential, progressive, big band style and arrangements. Works by Brahms, Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel, Robert and Clara Schumann, and Schubert will be showcased in a concert of 19th century German songs for voices and piano, four hands, at Van Buren Hall in Kinderhook, New York, on Saturday at 4 p.m. as part of the Concerts in the Village series. Rachel Lyon, Monica Woods, and Bud Smith will read from their works at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, New York, on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading and music series, every second Saturday of the month. Lyon is best known for her novel Self-Portrait with Boy. The readings will be followed by book signings and a DJ set by Taylor Larson. Hawktail, a new acoustic music group featuring the members of Haas Cowart Tice, plus mandolinist Dominic Leslie, brings its ecstatic brand of rootsy, dynamic acoustic chamber music to Club Helsinki Hudson next Wednesday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Between the four of them, the members of Hawktail have played with Punch Brothers, David Rawlings, Crooked Still, and the Prairie Home Companion House Band. And also next Wednesday, Midori, one of the world's leading solo violinists, will present a recital at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Mass. At 7:30 p.m. to benefit the Berkshire Music School in Pittsfield. Turkish-American pianist Özgür Aydın will accompany Midori in a program of works by Mozart, Franck, Schubert, and Respighi. Midori debuted with the New York Philharmonic at age 11 in 1982 under the baton of Zubin Mehta. In 1986 at Tanglewood, in a performance of Leonard Bernstein's Serenade, under the baton of the composer, Midori famously broke two E-strings, first on her own instrument, and then on the concertmaster's Stradivarius after she borrowed it. She finished the performance with associate concertmaster's Guadagnini and received a standing ovation. The next day, the New York Times' front page carried the headline, Girl, 14, Conquers Tanglewood with Three Violins. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.